Hi, Shawnee the Kingman in, and you're listening to Raheen Radio.
Here at Stodge Face, we take our baking seriously. And we're not talking about the panny de banana bread type baking. We're talking American style, original recipe, hard to come by, donut frying, cupcake styling baking. And we have done our research. Try it for yourself, we insist. Open weekdays from 10 a.m. and weekends from 12 p.m. We only close when the shelves have been emptied. We are currently located in Irish Town Athlone and 10 Harbour Street, Tullamore. We are people friendly, dog friendly and COVID friendly. We are Stodge Face.
Bringing you the best music from the little town. It's Raheem FM.
Join the music, join the crack. You put me on a better radio station.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
Raheem FM.
Hi everyone, you're very welcome back to Raheem Radio. This is episode 3. Thank you very much to Stodge Face for coming on board again and supporting the podcast. It's absolutely great to have them on board. Thanks also for the support on the Fiona Pender podcast last week. And special thanks to Barry Cummins from RTE for joining me here on that. Right, it's time to have a few tunes and a bit of crack. We have an action-packed show for you this month. On the show, we have Tara Looks Back with Tara McGrath. Challenge Danny, where the listeners picked the song for Danny McCormack to cover, and you're going to really enjoy his pick. Also, Garrett O'Celsius is here with the weather, and he's a bit angry this month. I think he might be under the weather himself a little bit, but all that and the best music from Clara Artists. But I can't do all that by myself, so we need a co-host. Joe Rabbit was here last month, but this week in the hot seat on the other side of me is Billy Meehan. What's the story?
Light, how's things?
Or should I say, well, gee. Billy, how are you getting on? Are you well?
I'm good, Jim.
Thanks for coming in on the Raheem Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Just before we go any further, I'd like to say congratulations on the impending birth of your daughter. We just heard of that during the week.
Thanks very much, yeah, thanks. Yeah,
and just like I said, thanks very much for all your podcasts since it's nearly a year now.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, and you're coming up in June.
It's great every Thursday you can turn it on. Yeah. And
this is our 41st episode. This.
There you go.
Mad, isn't it?
Oh, it's unreal.
Time is flying.
To think you're only going to do it for a few months.
I know. Yeah. I can't get over now.
No.
I'll be lynched if I say
no. That's it. You're stuck with it now for the rest of your life.
Billy, where did the music begin for you?
Me, it happened in school. Myself and Jack Rabbit were always great friends. And we used to tip around. My father bought me a guitar for Christmas when I was about 12 and learned a few chords. I lived up the road from Trevor Kavanagh and I used to go down to Trevor, and when we were going down one day, I said, Trevor, any chance you're showing me how to tune a guitar? And he did. And then he warned me not to touch any of his guitars. But that's the way it was.
Was your dad into music, Billy, then?
No, not really. No, it came from the Fleming side. You know, Matt Fleming was a well-known musician and singer in the Midlands and all over the country. A brother of his, Billy, lived in London, had his own band in London. Billy was an accordion player, and him and his wife, Pat Lord-Mercener, she was a great singer. And then PJ, I think PJ in the early years used to play in a band called The Outlaws. So Peter's always singing anyway. So that's where it came from.
Right, so that was your influence then. So where did you take it from? You got your guitar. Trevor tuned it up for you then. So how was the stepping stones, the bands and that?
When you're in school, you see, you're always trying different things. I was into sport as well. But myself and Jack kind of gelled as friends. And I wanted to be a drummer. So I went down in the middle of...
You wanted to be a real musician, that's what you're saying.
Well, look, we'll leave that there. But I actually got my first drumming lesson from Guy Roach.
Wow.
We were doing a show called Smike, and I was one of the leads, if you like. And I said to John one day, I'd love to learn how to play drums. And we went down to Mrs. Ennis's house there at the Mill Corner, and John had his drums set up in the sitting room. So that was the start of it, really. But then in Clare at that time, there was so many drummers, so you had to pick something. So I picked up the bass guitar, and I converted my acoustic guitar into a four string. That's what I done. So I kind of took it from there. Then we got in with Jack. Then we started with all the musicals that were youth club orientated, along with Hops of the Town. And that gave us an outlet. And then my first band to play with then was the Rabbit Family Band, which at that time was myself and Jack, Paddy Rabbit and Anne Rabbit. Anne used to sing and Paddy played the accordion and saxophone and Jack drummed and I played guitar.
What was that like, Billy? What kind of music were you doing?
Oh, pure Irish and Irish country and then a bit of jazz because Paddy likes the old Dixieland jazz. So that's what it was.
So that was a good apprenticeship then, wasn't it?
Oh, God. It was. It was great because not many 14-year-olds are allowed in playing a band. And I started with them when I was 14. First gig I done was St. Stephen's Night over in Moat. I can't think of the name of the pub. It was over in Moat. And I remember getting £3 for it. Yeah, £3. It was great. But, like, it was great. Like,
what did your parents think, Billy? You're heading off at 14 to play?
Well, my mother didn't mind, I suppose, because she was used to seeing her brothers doing it. My father was a bit dubious, but because it was Paddy, he didn't mind. You know, I wasn't going with like three or four young lads, we'd say, my age. I was going with someone that had that was going to look after us, and that's what Paddy done. Like, you know, he gave me a great stepping stone to doing what we wanted to do. You know, and he put up an awful lot too, because on a Saturday night, if we were out, Jack would bring the bike, especially if the Memories or Love Bug were playing the Harriers. Come 10 o'clock, we were gone. That was it.
That
we
was
didn't
a short
care.
Gig.
Oh, listen, but the gigs weren't that bad that time, but you'd make the Harriers before 11:30, you were able to get in, you see, so that was the plan.
So, Billy, was this the inspiration for your first song then tonight?
Indeed it was. Paddy, I always looked up to Paddy because, like, Paddy and even Jimmy, like, they're great musicians. They were what I would call proper musicians. They were music read. They knew their instruments inside out. You know, they were top of their game at the time. And Paddy was great. Paddy was fabulous. You're a fabulous saxophone player. And signs on now, his sons, I think two of them ended up playing saxophone.
And grandsons as well.
And now their grandsons are doing it. So he set a good legacy out there. A lot of great musicians out in that little small area. Like,
the old house.
The old house was the king.
Some stories in the old
oh,
house.
Oh, listen, I'll never forget the time myself and Jack were down there and we were doing a bit of rehearsing. And Anne came in. And she turned around and says to me, "Now, Billy Meehan, you're coming out here long enough now. I think you should start paying for electricity." But that was, you know, but it was a place. And it ended up like you could go out there on any night. You'd have Jimmy out there. You'd have Jerry Rock. You'd have Matt Flynn. You'd have Vin Dunn, you know. And it used to be great sessions out there. That's actually where the JR Big Band probably came from. Came from the Gollywogs originally. But I think when they decided to expand it a bit, that's where the original JR band would have started.
Fascinating stuff.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Right, Billy, introduce this first one, so.
Well, my first song live tonight will be from Paddy Rabbit. It's one called Danny Boy.
What a legend. Sadly, Billy is no longer with us, but I loved hearing that back.
Ah, yeah, it's great. And like, all, if you go up there to Rabbits there any time, you'll hear Ryan the way he's playing stuff, very same as
I that. Lived in Rabbits myself years ago, myself and Leo, and we'd be doing drum solo battles, and I didn't know what a drum solo was at the time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But brilliant. And I actually remembered Adrian and Jack. They were getting ready, and me and Leo were so envious. They were heading off with the Dave Lawler band or the Tear Dallas band, and we were looking at them, geez, will we ever get out to do something like that, you know? But Billy, where did you go to next?
Well, do it like in Clara, there's always a charity gig, or you play it. Like, I remember doing, there used to be a summer project in town, and myself and Tommy Remond and Ricey Scully used to go down every morning for 2 weeks in the summer and sing a few songs to get everyone going. And then they'd go off on their activities, whatever they've done. So he's done that all the time. And I got to know Tommy then. And at the time, I was playing, I think I was playing with Martin Riley at the time.
What age would you have been now?
Oh, maybe 17 now at this stage. But I kind of felt, you know, I needed to know a bit more on the guitar. So I just mentioned to Tommy one day, because I was kind of playing bass guitar. And Tommy said, sure, come up to the house. Come on. Now, I had known Tommy years, and I travelled around with Tommy when the Twigs be playing, just to see the way he's playing. And we'd have a bit of a laugh and a joke, you know. And Tom Devine would be there. The Crow Dignam, he'd be there. They were the Twigs roadies at the time. So they didn't kind of like me going, because in case I was taken over, I wasn't. I used to go for the laugh. But then we had... So I went up to Tommy's and brought my guitar up with me, and I'd say within 3 or 4 weeks I was more comfortable playing, and I learnt a lot from Tommy. And even years after that, if I got stuck for a bit to play or whatever, I'd go up to Tommy, and if you didn't know, they'd work it out for you. Yeah. And you'd have it. You
couldn't
know
have went to a better guy, really.
Well, no, not really. Tommy was, to me, was like the god of guitar playing at the time. You know, sure, look, you know yourself, Joe Egan went up. Yeah. And now you see the way Joe is. Joe's a great guitar player.
Fantastic.
As well.
Brilliant.
And a lot of other people went up too. I wasn't the only one. You know, a lot of people went up, Tommy, get lessons off him. But he'd make you more confident in what you're playing. That's what he'd done. So with that in mind, then I kind of said, you know, maybe that's when I moved a little bit more. You know, I kind of got more into the pop end of things then after that, rather than just, you know, staying in the country. But then I ended up, country was the king at the time, so I still ended up kind of playing country. But when I could move away from the pop, because Tommy was mad into the Sultans of Swing sort of songs at the time, and we used to go up and we'd rehearse these songs between it, you know. So that's kind of,
we're going to hear a little song from Tommy,
and it is a song from Tommy. This is one he really liked playing, and he put his own little kind of a taste on it. It's one called Parisian Walkways. was the great Tommy Redmond with Parisian Walkways. Earlier, like, when I started playing too, your father was a great help to me. I remember we used to live beside one another up there on Chapel Hill for a year or two.
I did.
And I remember your father would shout over the wall, "You out tonight, Billy?"
Was so, it you that was throwing stones into my Velux window and playing drums?
Of course it was. Trying to keep it. 4 o'clock in the morning, in all fairness. But your father showed up because one of the boys might want to go for a pint or whatever, and I'd go along with them. And this was great. But like, everyone has heard Paddy singing and everyone knows Paddy's songs. So I'm going to change it, because when we done the CD for the first CD for Clara History Through the Years, it was for two reasons. One was for the defibrillators in the town, and the other one was for cystic fibrosis, and in particular John, because we knew his background and I wanted to do something for that. And that was the charity that we picked, both myself and Kevin O'Brien at the time. Now, we did have the committee and all after, and the CD worked out great. So earlier this year, and I've been telling Lloyd Bracken for 20 years that he could sing, we finally heard him. So what we're going to do is, I'd like to introduce Lloyd Bracken singing Drink a Beer.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. Took a walk to clear my head. This is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier. Watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes the greater plan, kinda hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense. So I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this field. Watch the sunset. Watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer. Drink a beer. Drink a beer.
Hi, Simon Casey here, and you're listening to Raheen Radio.
Well, I ain't never been the Barbie down type. No, I can't swig that sweet champagne. I'd rather drink beer. real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price and still look sexy, just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore.
Brilliant Noreen Rabbit there. What do you think of that, Billy? We were tapping away there, weren't we?
Oh, God, yeah. Noreen is a fabulous singer. We followed her. I have a great interest in Glord here. And both her and Joe and Claire were on it. Now, Claire was a good while ago, but in recent times. And we followed Noreen. And we knew, not being biased, but we knew they were, both of them were the best singers on the night, but just unfortunately the voice didn't go for them. But Noreen is a fabulous singer, and she'll have her new album coming out now very shortly. So hopefully, fingers crossed for her, that'll work out well.
Be great. She's a singer that can sing anything.
Pretty much. Yeah. She's a bit like you know, she comes from a great musical family. You know, all four, Joe, herself, Claire, and Lord of Mercy and Joe Senior. They're all great singers and great musicians in their own right as well. You know, so like, she couldn't go wrong.
Yeah. Right, folks, we still have a lot to look forward. We have Tara Looks Back as well, and we're going to take the weather check with Gyarados Celsius after this. As I mentioned, he's not too happy, but we'll have to listen to hear what he says anyway. Billy, some more of the Clara sayings that come in here. David Devlin says, one of the best Clara sayings as well, how's it going? Edward Doyle says, yup. There's a few yups in, yeah.
Oh, listen, yup was a big thing, you know.
Patrick Gagan, well, gee, what's the story?
Well, gee.
What have you got there, Billy? You
mine was always well, gee, or yup. Paddy William McLaughlin. That's where yup came from.
And unreal, Billy. You say unreal.
Unreal. Well, Paddy Bracken has me at unreal. And that's my thing, is well, gee, and unreal is my
Here's one for you. Demelza Stammer said Jabba.
Jabba? No, I never heard that. But hey, listen, if it works.
Well head,
yeah. Well,
but
yeah.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll head to the next song. What's it going to be, Billy?
Our next song is going to be, this is, like I mentioned him earlier, Trevor Kavanagh. Years ago, Trevor put a song out with Brendan Dolan out with Tullamore. I think they were called Tandem at the time.
They were.
And we went down to the, I think it was Sires at the time had it. I could be wrong. But anyway, we went down there, myself and his brother Barry. And we don't remember too much about it, but seemingly it was a great night, and the boys done well, and I always liked this song off it. It's Trevor Kavanagh singing In the Shelter of Your Eyes.
In the shelter of your eyes I have finally learned my song. Took so long to realize, just can't make it all alone. Words are only what they say. And this feeling isn't wrong. I'm so glad I found my way. It's good to be where I belong. And I'm gonna stay right here, 'cause I'm in rhythm with your mind. Tune out the world and rest my head neath the shelter of your light. Words are only what they say. And this feeling isn't wrong. I'm so glad I found my way. It's good to be where I belong. And I'm gonna stay right here, 'cause I'm in rhythm with your mind. Tune out the world and rest my head neath the shelter of your light. Tune out the world and rest my head neath the shelter of your light.
The Weather Check with Garrett O'Celsius. He's hot and he's cold.
Hello, how are you all keeping? You're very welcome to Clara Weather Service and your favourite weatherman, Garrett O'Celsius, giving you a limited weather report under mental stress and protest. Maggie, will you get that pussy of yours off the chair? Fake him outside with the rest of the cats. I told you that before. By the way, a good bad Millie Meehan. I always knew you had a face for the radio. I want to tell my Monday organisation of fans and supporters, I've not got a penny paid to me for the last intricate weather report. Not a penny. I had a meeting last night with my committee. I'm following deliberations with Mr. Peter Doonigan, my protest and activation manager, and Dashroom Baggett, my makeup and mental manager. It was decided to have an electric blanket and placard protest outside Little Town Media Studios. I've also been in convulsions with Deputy Barry Cowan, prominent TD and former Minister for Agriculture, for a few minutes. And he has agreed to bring it up in the Dáil if the situation is not resolved. Now, turning to Maggie, she's turned into a feckin' maniac. She has me at night, noon and day. First thing in the morning, I have to do it last time at night. You see, she's taking up a new exercise. She's taking up doing yoga. Yoga. No, it's not yogurt. Yogurt, aye, yogurt, and it's killing me. Now to the weather, and without getting too technical, I study two planets, Juniper and Uranus. Now if Juniper is red or yellow, it indicates to me that it's going to be damp in the morning around Kilbride. But if you go up Clines Hill a bit of the way, there'll be a patch of sunshine for a few minutes. So if you want to hang out your yolks between 1 and 2, it's the best time. Finally, I was speaking to a group of women outside McMahon's Chemist the other day, and they were all worried about catching the flu. Again, I was on hand to give them guidance. I said to them, don't catch the flu in the winter. Catch it in the summer. Now I'm going to leave it at that. You see the condition I'm in. I've had enough. If any of my supporters would like to drop in something to myself or Maggie, maybe a sausage and egg or a couple of slices of bread, it will keep us going. Also, if you could write to Little Town Media, state your protest all right away, just out, might get the wheels in motion.
Sorry, Maggie.
Now, Maggie got a tin of sardines for this evening, so we want to have a treat. I'm sorry I'm getting emotional now, but this is Garrett O'Celsius signing off from Clara Weather Station. Under the next eye. Good luck and stay safe.
the weather check with Garrett O'Celsius. He's hot and he's cold.
Oh, Billy, that's the first solicitors out there I ever got.
Yeah, there's definitely one coming after that.
Of a weather, man. Sure. Huh? What do you think of that weather report? Was there any weather in that at all? I mean, this is what I'm paying for this service, don't you know?
Yeah, yeah. Apart from Clines Hill and a bit of sun, I imagine. Yeah.
Actually, I just want to thank Taboo Creations in Clara for my brilliant Well G t-shirt. Billy, what do you think of that? I'm wearing it now. It's good, isn't it?
Well, it wouldn't fit me, but fair play. It's
well, no, it's
one.
A bit snug on me. Billy, did you ever get any freebie? What's the best freebie you ever got?
Best freebie I ever got? No.
Well, now Shane Dunn said he got a free holiday to Achill with my father a few years ago.
Well, now I can beat that. Now that you mention it, I got a free one with Martin Riley.
Right.
Went myself and Adrian Rabbit and Martin and Vicky went down to Achill for a weekend. This was a thing, this was a thing that was done. Bands went to Achill and you'd done your summer seasons and all this under. And we were down there and it was great crack. Absolutely great crack.
I did my first disco on Achill, did you?
There you are.
And I had one album is all I had, and you'd love it. It was 12 Gold Bars.
Lovely.
And that's all anyone heard all night.
Best album ever.
I think I was 10 years old. Billy, where did the love of Status Quo come from?
Do you know, I remember we were living in the Green at the time, and it came on the radio, down come on the radio. And I went, oh God, that's a great song. So I kind of, from there, I kind of, you know, said I'd love it. But then I was working in the factory time. Your father was the supervisor up there. We'll say no more about it. He gave me half a day off to go up to Dublin to see them in concert. There's a bus going from Clara. So we went up and seen him. And ever since that, it's been pretty much a way of life. You know, if they were around, if they were near. You know, myself and then eventually Nathan got in. He's mad about them as well.
But you've met the lads and everything.
Oh, we've met them all. We've met them all. And like Richie Malone at the moment now is he took over from Ricky Parfitt that died here 4 or 5 years ago. 3 years ago. Like we knew Richie from going to the concerts because Richie was only a fan.
Wow.
As well. And they picked him out of the crowd to say, here, you do
so
this.
So the stuff dreams are made of, a fan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just hope you get Billy.
No.
They could be taking over from Francis one of these days.
I don't think so. In all the years I've been following Status Quo, I've only ever met him once. He's a very private man. We met him down in Killarney at the Bike Fest. They were playing in
Killarney.
Yeah, it was around the bikers were all down there. And he was walking around looking at the stalls. And I said to Nathan, get home your way, I ain't getting the photograph. And that man wasn't getting away from me that day. And next I looked and here was Nathan standing beside me and said, Gosson, I told you before, get out of the way, you can get in a minute. And he did, because he knew.
I read one of the first concerts I ever brought my father. It was only a couple of years ago, the Marquee in Cork.
Correct.
Status Quo, and Billy and Nathan were at the front.
Correct. Oh. And who brought your father home?
Yes,
he did. I did. And halfway home, I had to stop. I couldn't keep my eyes open. Paddy had to drive the rest of the way home.
Oh, classic. Billy, where are we going to next?
Right. I think what we'll do is we're going to play... this girl was one of the four singers in the musicals and all that. And then she ended up playing the band with the great Pat Hennis and Jack Rabbit. And, you know, She's very, very good and very well respected in the shows and the musicals and that. This is Patricia Dunn with Donna Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what come over you. Now I do, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it isn't true, and don't it make my brown. Tell me some lies. Give me no reason. Give me alibis. Tell me you love me. but don't make me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue. Don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue. Don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue.
That was a brilliant Tricia Dunn. What a voice, in fairness. That came from a CD called Bobby and Friends. Bobby Kenny is 13 tracks there, and Aidan Rex was good enough to give me that during the week. So it's great to hear Tricia. Billy, there's not a lot of female artists in Clara that is actually recorded.
No, not really.
Did you find that when you were making the Clara CD? Or?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, like doing the Clara CD, the first one, Arena, was very tough. It took nearly a year to do that. But obviously having no experience of doing something like that before, and then you're trying to keep things going behind the scenes, because you weren't just trying to organise a CD, you were organising two charity things as well. Mm-hmm. You know, now the main one, of course, for the town was the defibrillators, which is great now. And
just for anyone who doesn't know, their CDs, Clara Through the Years, there's volume one and volume two. Two CDs on the volume one and three CDs on volume two.
That's
of
right.
All the Clara artists. Like it's gold for me here.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to go looking for it, and I have these. They're only a tenner, and it goes to such a great cause, the defibrillator scheme.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, and I've been reliably informed by Barry Flynn that the defibrillators in Clara have been used a lot. So from that point of view, it has saved lives. So, like, you know, if you haven't got the CD, you know, you can contact Barry, you can contact Kevin O'Brien. I think you can get it in Rabbit's Hardware. I think Peter Dunigan's Butchers has it as well.
If anybody even wants it or can't find it, you can contact me here.
Yeah.
Through Facebook.
And sure, look, if they want to contact me, I'll organise them as well.
Jeez, Billy, you'll have an influx of calls in the morning.
Oh, well, I hope so. It'd be great, because I tell you, the amount of work, and even on the second one, which has three CDs, I just want to take the opportunity to thank Joe Egan and his studios up there, because Joe put the whole CD together, had to listen to me for hours, which is, you know, who wants to listen to me for hours? But he actually done it for the CD. He didn't charge a penny.
And what a facility, Joe.
Listen,
one of the best around. And
that's for sure, yeah. You know, and anyone that had to record a song for it, he looked after them. It was great.
Billy Meehan, how was your heritage knowledge?
Well, it wouldn't be great, no. I have to be honest.
Now, we're going to learn something now.
Very good.
Tara McGrath. It's a great piece here, and it's very, very popular on the Raheen Radio. So, Tara McGrath, take it away.
A look back at Clara with Tara.
Hello there, and welcome to the second episode of Clara Looks Back with me, Tara McGrath. Today I'm going to look at another historical figure of national importance who drew crowds in their thousands to the Fair Green in Clara. No, I'm not talking about Shane Lowry, but rather the first bearded headline act to grace the Fair Green, that of Charles Stewart Parnell. It was on a cold February day 140 years ago in 1881, a time when the local church of St. Bridget was still under construction, when crowds in their thousands descended upon Clara to hear Parnell, as president of the Irish National Land League, address the key issue of the day, land reform. Parnell's visit to Clara, his first ever to Kings County, was widely reported in both the national and regional papers. And together, Parnell and his supporters made their way from Dublin to Meath by train, where thousands had already gathered to greet them. newspapers reported that nearly every house and moat showed a flag and nearly all the able-bodied men of the town were out in the street cheering as the wagonette with its escort of cavalry and a following of sidecars dashed along under a number of triumphal arches out to the Clara Road. Outside Moat Station, a procession had formed, and when passing through the town, it was reported to be half a mile in length. As Parnell approached Clara, he was greeted by at least three bands. Triumphal arches spanned the road every few yards, and the town was awash with colours and hundreds of flags floated in the air bearing patriotic mottos of Welcome to Parnell, Remember Davitt, and God Save Ireland. One banner in particular carried the words, Welcome Parnell, our country's pride. United like brothers, we stand by his side. Westmeath Clara, hand in hand, will drive the robbers off the land. In addition to the crowd at Clara, the procession was joined by people from the nearby districts of Kilbeggan, Ballycumber, Horsleap, Frankfort, Tyrrell's Pass, and grew to at least 5,000. The Midland Record and Advertiser reported that, since the commencement of land agitation in Kings County and long before the organisation had spread itself, Clara District had assumed a leading position. The Clara contingent has shown its presence that it possesses at least a white-hot heat in the agitation. Hence, when it was announced that a public meeting would be held in Clara on Sunday, it was anticipated that it would be of no mean proportions. Parnell arrived in Clara at 2:30, and prior to commencing his speech, he and his entourage were welcomed by Mrs. White at her hotel, where having taken of refreshments, made their way to the main platform, whose construction and organisation fell to Mr. P.J. White, the local secretary of the Land League. At 3:00, the meeting began. It was held in the Fair Green, where a substantial platform was erected near the new chapel, which was rapidly approaching completion. The space immediately to the front, left and right, as far as the eye could see, was thronged. The assembled crowd carried flags and banners displaying various signs, including Faithful to the End and Parnell Our Leader. During the rally, Parnell spoke of the support the Land League cause was gathering across Europe, the United States and Australia. He encouraged the tenant farmers present at the rally to show the cause support by refusing to pay their rent. The Midland Record and Advertiser recorded that at no other land meeting held in Ireland was there a more marked display of enthusiasm or more profuse decoration. The town was almost smothered with flags and at various points, triumphal arches were erected bearing such inscriptions as The Land for the People, Hooray for Parnell. The principal arch in the town was erected by Mr. P.J. White opposite his establishment and was very well designed. In the front centre, it had Cade Mila Falcia, and at either side were flags with the word Davitt surrounded by a chain and Parnell. Over the arch was hung a crownless harp. The Midland Record and Advertiser also reported that the crowd gathered for the rally was truly enormous and that when the procession reached Clara, there were at least 12,000 people attending. Following the rally, Parnell returned to Moat in order to get the returning train to Dublin, and The Nation reported that Parnell had said he had never seen such spirit exhibited anywhere as he had in Clara in Kings County. Parnell's visit to Clara, though, was not the first mass rally in the town, nor, as we know, the last. Some 45 years earlier, in 1836, an anti-tithe, or Payment to the Church of Ireland, meeting was held in July and was attended by up to 25,000 people. The Athlone Sentinel of July 1836 reported that due to the immense numbers that kept pouring into the village from all quarters of the county, the meeting was moved to a field called the Black Hollow, a natural amphitheatre better known as the Cup near Church Road. It was said that this hollow could not be better adapted for an important public meeting. We are really under the mark in estimating the number present at 25,000, all well-dressed, intelligent and comfortable blooming farmers. If you'd like to find out more about Clara Heritage, please check out our Facebook page at Clara Heritage Group. Slán agus beannacht.
A look back at Clara with Tara.
Now, Billy, I know you were listening patiently to that there, so what have you learned from that?
Well, no, I'll tell you. I think it's a great slot to have because we take our history, some of us take it a bit lightly, you know. And I've read snippets that were shown recently on some of the pages on Facebook and things about things that happened years ago through the wars
It's interesting.
I didn't realise that, for example, did you know Clara was a garrison, an English garrison town one time? I didn't know that until I read it. And the hut down there, the old hut was somewhere for like English soldiers had to go and have a game of snooker, whatever the case would be, you know. It was great to read up on all that,
Thanks again, Tara. Right, Billy, Stodgeface is kindly on board sponsoring us here. We have some brilliant Stodgeface donuts here. Of course, Billy took the one I wanted.
Yes, we did.
One. Yes, yes, and I have left with this one, but it's nice.
See, I'll be honest, you know, I gave up chocolate for Lent.
Okay.
So I can't have chocolate.
But that's icing, so you're all right.
Yes. It's not... Well, it's bad, that's icing, pink icing.
And also, Danny McCormack was set a challenge. Danny came on board, and it's a challenge, Danny, for the podcast. And so basically, Danny would get in requests of songs, and he would have to go and record that song. So it's called Challenge Danny. Phyllis Price wanted Lion Eyes from Danny. Sandra Rock wanted Leader of the Band. Linda Rock Flanagan wanted Old Dan Tucker. Of course, that was a song Danny would sing down in the Hall of Fame nights and that down in White's. Lauren Cornley wanted Hotel California. Joe Rabbit wanted Danny to record Carolina on My Mind. And there's lots and lots of requests. Tom Hegarty, Blue Ain't Your Colour by Keith Urban. But this is the song Danny picked. I hope you enjoyed it. It's an old Dan Fogelberg song called Leader of the Band. Right, Billy, will you try and get through these? What do you think? Let's have a little taste Dodge Face goodies here.
I'm ahead of you. Ahead of you.
Jeez, Billy's nearly finished.
Your pink icing does it. A pink icing. You were right to like this one. It's very nice.
Enjoy this, Danny McCormack. I will enjoy these. Thanks to Stodge Face.
A
was absolutely great stuff there from Danny McCormack. What a talent, Billy, in the town.
Listen, he's fabulous. And like, I love listening to him when he's playing the saxophone. He's a fabulous style, lovely mellow when he's playing. You just sit back and watch.
As I say, he didn't make it up off the ground, did
he? No, he had a right lad there with Speedy now. Speedy was one of the... I remember when we were growing up, we were told if you wanted to play lead guitar, you watch Tommy Redmond or Pat Hines. And if you wanted to watch chords, it's Speedy McCormack you'd. Yeah. Speedy must knew every... And he was a great singer as well, you know. And so was Danny. Danny's had to follow on.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Danny, I played with Danny for a long time. Danny didn't start too young into the music business. Danny started in his teens, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember you started. Well, obviously, we took part in a few talent competitions up and down.
Me and Billy were in talent shows, weren't we?
Not many people have believed that, but there you go.
Yeah.
And but Danny was never around. And next all of a sudden, there he was. You know, and he was playing bass, and now he's playing anything you want, he played.
Great. So that was Challenge Danny, so hopefully we'll challenge Danny again next Monday night. Billy, tell me about the powerlifting and all this sort of stuff. World's strongest man there.
Well, I tell you what happened. It was by default. Kieran Dolan had his own place up in at back of his house, and my eldest lad, TJ, and a few other boys in the town, you had Shane Grinnan, Chris Cornley. In later stages, then you had my other son, Nathan Ian. And a few other young lads from around the town all got involved. But what happened then was, you see, they had the Nationals in the Star and Clara, and they needed one more to make a team. Didn't matter how much you lifted or whether you didn't. You just had to be able to go in and lift one lift every time. So I was there, so I was put in. And I lifted. And that was the start of it. I kind of got doing a bit of training with the boys then. And then I got a little bit further into it, before I knew it, I was vice president of the Irish Federation.
Did you ever see yourself doing that?
Never. Not in a million years. Like.
And were you naturally strong? Are you strong?
Well, person? I would have been naturally lift things, like, you know.
What were you lifting them? What was your head?
The last competition I done was in the GPC. It was the World Championships. And it was even though I came third, I had won the World Championships six times previous to this. So even though I came third, it was the best one I had, because what happened was a chap from Canada and an English chap said we'll all meet in the one weight group and we'll all lift here to give us a right good challenge. I squatted 350 kilos, I benched 220 and I deadlifted 300 kilos on the day.
Jesus.
And the numbers were very close. I was beaten in the third place by my body weight. My body weight was 1 kilo more than the lad against in second. That was the only reason. A chap from England, and he eventually won it. He was like maybe 20 kilos ahead of us, so he won it outright, no bother. But yeah, that was the last time I listened.
Six world champions a year. Was this a kind of a big surprise to you that you were just...
When I got, see, it's like everything. When I got into it, I just said, you know, I'm either going to do it right or I'm not going to do it at all. So I did. I used to end up going on a Friday to train in Limerick every Friday, and I train in Carlow every Wednesday night. Every other night, then I was training with Kieran Dolan in Tullamore.
Very good.
So once I got my head in, that was it. I wasn't getting out.
Fair play to you, Billy. Well, I tell you, from one heavy lifter to another. We've Bertie McMahon, of course. The virtual parade, sadly, I suppose the parade is not with us this year because of this COVID thing that is hanging around. So we have a virtual parade that's on this year, and Bertie is going to give you a little bit more information about it.
Hi, this is Bertie McMahon here, and I just want to tell you about St. Patrick's Day. On St. Patrick's Day, we're having a special event here in Clara. We usually have the parade, but we are having the parade, which will feature the 1993 parade. We're having Irish dance and singing, a sort of a trip down memory lane, and we'll have also various interviews with Barry Flynn and Ricey Scully interviewing various characters of the past. So come and join us here on Little Town Media and St. Patrick's Day. All are welcome.
You're listening to Raheen Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Little Town Media. Please like and share our page.
'62, I was 16 and so were you, and we lived next door on the avenue. Jerry Lee was big and Elvis too, blue jeans and blue suede shoes, and we never knew what life held in store. We just wanted to rock and roll forevermore. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. Listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. Now Johnny's in love with the girl next door. Jenny's down at the record store. We don't wanna be around this no more. Golden oldies, but they hardly speak. Too busy running to a different beat. Hard to understand. Though we were once like that. Now I wish we could find those rock and roll days again. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. Listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll anymore.
That was the great Alex Rowe there, an up-and-coming country artist, Billy from the Town. Great song, great version of that.
Yeah, Alex is a great singer. Again, another one who was in Glortir and done really well out of it. You know, he's going to own the future if he keeps going.
Did you ever do Glortir yourself, Billy?
No.
Had your fill at competitions with me
years ago. I done the right one. That was the Paddy Horn Memorial we done.
Frank Ferry,
that's
I remember
right.
Remember Don Allen was the Radio 3. He was one of the good judges in that.
That's right, yeah. And
came second, did we?
I don't know.
Remember what we sang, Billy?
No.
I do.
Good man.
We sang that Logan McCool song, well, a Keith Whitley song.
Oh, that's right.
Cowboy Rides Away.
Yeah.
And some, I don't know what, you sang another song then.
Yeah, we did do three songs.
Oh, I actually, was it Boney Maroney or something?
That's what we done. That seemingly was my claim to fame years ago, was Boney Maroney, you know. We were gigging with PJ Ward and Chosen Few, and the first song I sang was Boney Maroney. So
of course, in that band as well, then you, Brendan Burry and Shane, that must have been great old crack, wasn't it?
Oh, listen, that was, at that time, like, no one had any money that time, but still you were busy. You weren't making a whole lot of money, there's no point saying you were. But you were out, you were busy-ish. And then, like, it's not like now. It's unreal. It's changed, like, since the 80s and 90s went. Then it's just changed, you know. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe us as a generation had grown up before them, or a bit older, to remember respecting a bit better, you know, or maybe weren't, like, the country had kind of died in the country, in Ireland.
Yeah.
So it was all like pop and rock and roll and weddings.
Would you ever get a Chosen Few reunion going?
Oh, you never know what may happen in the future. Yeah. You know, it's like, I was only talking.
Double bill, Church Mice and the Chosen Few with PJ Ward.
Yeah, unreal.
Billy, this would be massive.
Listen.
Millhouse.
You bring them
from Friday night.
Yeah, in the bar, I'd say. That's all you'd want.
Billy, what's your latest project? What's your band now? I suppose pre-COVID and all that.
Pre-COVID is lucky. I great respect and great friends of Tommy Redmond. And it was, again, my pleasure, I suppose, after then to actually team up with Tommy's son, Ian.
We've something in common there, of course.
Yeah.
We both played with Ian.
Exactly. We both played in bands with Ian. Mm-hmm. And he's an out and out great guy. He's very same as his father. He loves an old laugh and a joke and that. And like we're both working in the same business, so we kind of We don't gig a lot, but what we do, we enjoy.
Yeah. You know? You're working now, you're working in Tullamore, of course, but the Mauritia Foundation, is that right?
That's right, I work with the Mauritia Foundation. Do you know something? It's fabulous. You know, people say it's a job, but to me, it's not a job. I love going in every day. I love meeting the people that I work with. They're all genuine in there, and they give great support all over the county. And I work with your sister as well, as you know. It's great. You know, it's great. I should have done it years ago, but...
Yeah. It was nice, though. Do you think that is a bit of a calling for you, Billy? Now, after all these years, to find this job that you love and...
I definitely should have done it years ago. I'm sorry I didn't do it years ago, but I'm delighted to have it done now, you know. And like, the company itself is a great company to work for, and they look after everyone. They look after the people that are service users, but they also look after the people who work for them as well. So, you know, it's great.
Uh-huh. Billy, you've picked some great tunes. We're on our last two, so we're going to get you to pick another one off your list.
Yeah, I'm going to play this one especially for Grace and Bridgie down there in Londis. Joe Rabbit didn't play a request from the last time when they were giving out. Sorry, Joe. And they also played for my wife, Anne, who's sitting up there listening to me for the last 35 years. She must be sick of me now at this stage.
Canonised now.
Oh, canonised. She should be sainted. And also for Margaret down there in the Green. This is a good friend of mine, and he would have drummed with all the best show bands all through the years. Seamus Willis, Cowboy Rides Away.
Right from the start, when she dealt the cards, she dealt my heart. Now I've just found a game that I can play. This is where the cowboy rides away. My heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on the things I wish I'd done. Cowboy rides away.
indeed was the great Seamus Willis. Hope everybody is enjoying the tunes, and thanks very much for tuning our way on Raheen Radio. We do this every month at the start of every month, and we have a different co-host every week. We had Joe Robert at the start of February, and this week in March we have it's great to have Billy Meehan here, and myself and Billy, should we go way back, don't we, Billy?
Long, long way.
Same as our hairline.
Yeah, there's no hairline anymore. That's gone. Haven't worried about that in a long time.
Billy, we're going to do a quick fire round with you here now, so as quick as you like. First thing that comes into your head, are you ready?
Billy Sausages. Oh, sorry.
First thing you'd buy if you won the lotto?
A car.
Worst present you ever got?
A Brendan Grace DVD.
Best thing about being from Clara?
The people.
What actor would play you in a film?
Gabriel Byrne.
Favourite TV show?
Fraser.
Gay Byrne or Ryan Tuberty?
Oh, Gay Byrne.
Say a word in Spanish.
Hola.
Name one of the seven dwarfs.
Happy.
First car you ever bought?
A Fiat Mirafiori.
And the last question on the quickfire round, TJ or Nathan?
Both.
Good answer, good answer. Well, Billy, it's great to have you on the show. Sadly, we're on our last tune here. Did you enjoy your little stint on Raheen Radio here?
Absolutely, loved it. Thanks very much for asking me. It's an honour to be asked, to be honest, you know, because I don't get to be asking too many things.
Ah, Billy, come on. You'll be back again. We'll have to do a part two.
Jeez, we've nothing to talk about anyway. Billy,
before, how many bands would you say you've played with?
You know, I couldn't count them because a lot of the time, Jerry Rock, Lord of Mercy and Jerry had a saying, if you don't do the charities, you don't get the weddings. And he was, at the time, he was right. So you could be with any band at any time. I remember going to the Bridge House one time at PJ Ward, Chosen Few. I played with five bands that night. You know, because they didn't want to bring their bands or the case would be. So I suppose all in all, maybe 10, like kind of, you know.
Steady bands. That you were
pretty much steady, you know. But like a lot of my friends took the route of going with Tio Dallas or, you know, that line where I like to have my day job. And so I suppose it kind of curtailed me a small bit, but I was happy enough my lot. You know, I can't complain.
Okay.
You know, good innings.
Well, stuff. Billy, your last tune, who's it going to be?
Yeah, this is it. See, when this man was about, I suppose, 13 years of age, he took a massive interest in playing guitar and things like that. And before I knew him, he was 14 years of age, he was coming round the circuit gigging with me. His name is Nathan Meehan. He is my son. And Nathan has played with various bands now since that, but recently he's been out on his own. So he's recorded a few songs, and this song he's going to sing now is probably my favourite that he's done yet. It's a Queen song, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And just before I go, if I can say hello to TJ and Nathan out there, with Sharon and Shorty, or Elaine as we know her, and all the boys, Bobby, Lucy, AJ, Ben, James and Tommy.
Right, folks, that's it for Raheen Radio for March. As I said, I hope you really enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can contact Little Town Media on the Facebook page. And also thanks to our sponsors so far as well, Stodgeface, for getting on board. Don't forget, next week we have another expat show. So join us then for more. So for me and Billy, say bye, Billy.
Bye, Billy.
Talk next week. Take care. Here's Nathan Meehan.
Just, I can't handle it, this thing called love. I must get around to it, I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love, it cries, it cradle in the night, it swings, it jives, shakes all over like a jellyfish, kind of like goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She's driving me crazy. She gives me hot cold fever. She leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. I gotta be cool, relax, get hip, get on my tracks, take the backseat, hitchhike. Next go ride on the motorbike, feel ready. Crazy try to be cool, relax, get hip, get on my tracks, take the back seat, hitchhike, take a long ride on my motorbike till I'm ready. Raise a little thing called love. There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She's driving me crazy. She gave me hot cold fever. She leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. 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 Crazy little thing called love.
Here at Staunch Face, we take our baking seriously. And we're not talking about the panny de banana bread type baking. We're talking American style, original recipe, hard to come by, donut frying, cupcake styling baking. And we have done our research. Try it for yourself. We insist. Open weekdays from 10 a.m. and weekends from 12 p.m. We only close when the shelves have been emptied. We are currently located in Irish Town Athlone and 10 Harbour Street, Tullamore. We are people friendly, dog friendly and COVID friendly. We are Staunch Face.